Late in the evening and tired from the day, they return home to rest. Xianghua falls asleep. Mei Li cannot because she is homesick for America. She leaves in the middle of the night after writing Xianghua a note that says she is going home.
I feel at home with you, Father. But at the same time, it does not seem right for me to stay in China. I am American, and I want to be in America with my family. Thank you for the wonderful day. Fuchin, Nahone.
A short way from the village, Mei Li realizes she must say goodbye to her father face to face. She returns to find Xianghua at the door, holding the note.
Where did you go, my flower? Did you have trouble sleeping and wish to breathe some fresh, fragrant air?
Yes, I had trouble sleeping, Father.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, but I was leaving to...
Yes.
To go.
I see. Now then, you must go, Mei Li. Your parents will be waiting for you.
Yes, Father.
I will see you in heaven, my flower. The mistakes made in life are forgiven.
Mei Li leaves again. A short distance away, she sees Yo Ping. He has come to show her the way home.
Yo Ping? How did you know? How did you know I was here? Didn't the police... I thought... Oh, I must have been having a dream. Yes, I must go now. I need to go home. Mom and Dad will be worried.
She wakes up in her bedroom in Connecticut. Under her pillow is a note from Xianghua.
Do you understand now who you are, my flower?
Yes, Father. Fuchin, I understand.
By being with him in the most beautiful place under heaven, Mei Li discovers who she truly is and where she belongs.